Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Excuse me, Mr. Foreman. May I speak 2 minutes, please?
Oh, sure. Well, what can I do for you, little girl?
It's about that new soap Dove.
Yes?
You say it's a soap for everything in the wash?
Oh, that's right.
And when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you?
Of course. Why, you does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, grimy towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
Well, my mother says she just don't believe this one granulated soap could get her towels white and be safe for rayons, too, like you say.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yep. She said it's ridiculous. Well, anyway, she doesn't see how Dove can do so much.
Well, she would if she tried Dove. Then she'd find out that Dove is so new, she's never before bought a soap quite like it.
Oh.
You see, Dove is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap, and I mean really new, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Now, say, I've got a little plan. How about you taking home a box of Dove?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just ask your mother to try it?
For everything?
Oh, yes, for all three kinds of wash. First, she'll see how soft and bright Dove leaves their fussy colored washables.
Yes?
And second, notice when your mother washes your father's overalls and Dove, she won't do any hard scrubbing. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does.
Oh, she'll like that.
And third, wait till your mother sees how wonderfully white Dove gets your sheets and towels.
She's always complaining about her towels.
Well, I bet she won't complain when she sees how dazzling white Dove does them. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than you does gives her. In fact, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Dove. Mr. Fleming. I'll take home some Dove right now.
Oh, fine. And just look for those letters, D-U-Z, on the big red and white box. And don't forget, Dove is a really new kind of soap. And it does everything in the wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, with Oriane's marriage set, Molly has decided to make a desperate attempt to set the world about her right on its proper course. Of course, the marriage is all wrong, since Oriane loves Chris Cater. But from Way's point of view, the marriage is a gift of the gods. For him now, his past, his former wife, prison, they're all bad dreams. Best forgotten in daylight. And with the forgetting, he pushes from his mind the thousands of people whom he ruined. But it is these thousands that Molly's thinking of, more than Oriane even, as she walks with Dr. Cater down the country road to the village.
Dr. Cater, I think if we walk this way, it's shorter to the village, Dr. Cater, because the hotel where Mrs. Way is staying is in the north side of the village. I think we'll go this way.
Well, it doesn't matter.
You mind, Dr. Kate? I'll just slip on my glove. Kate, I'll just slip on my glove. Kate, I'll just slip on. Kate, I'll just slip on my glove. Chilly.
Would you rather ride?
Oh, that's all right. How far is it to the village? It's a very minor distance.
Go home, Spotty. Go home. Go home. Go back. Go back. Don't follow me like Mary's little lamb. Go. I can't take you all over.
Such an animal. Mm-hmm. Follows me. Dr. Kay, do you think we should maybe call and tell Mrs. Way that we're coming over?
I don't think that's necessary.
Well, as you will, because she's not such an easy person to talk to. I hope she'll listen to me.
I've no doubt that she'll listen to you, but whether she'll do what you want is quite a different problem.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, Dr. Kay, but my feeling is... Look out the car. My feeling is, Dr. Cade, if I can get her attention, the rest, as far as Mr. Way is concerned, wouldn't be so difficult. Because I feel and I know that she'll do anything to prevent the marriage, and we must do as much to prevent the marriage. But one thing I feel, Dr. Cade, if my plan is to come out right, and that is,
yes.
Doctor... Listen, Dr. Cade, I feel that Mr. Way must never know that Orion doesn't love him. Do you understand finally my plan, Dr. Cater?
Well, not quite. It still seems vague. I don't see how
well,
you...
Well, I suppose when you're thinking of a thing in your mind, it all seems so very simple. But perhaps in explaining it gets tangled, or maybe my sentences are not...
No, it's not that.
Well, that Orion shouldn't and mustn't, even if it wasn't you she really cared for. I mean, even then, to my mind, a marriage between her and Mr. Ray isn't what to make...
Oh.
Fast, they're going from the road. So where was I holding? Where was I holding?
I mean
that a marriage between her and Mr. Ray isn't what to me would be right. A man that, I mean, it's not a happy feeling. But she loves you, so that's the biggest reason why she shouldn't marry anybody else.
That looks rather hopeless now, doesn't it? After all, she's already committed. Oh, I realize she stumbled into it, but she told Mr. Way she loved him. She told the parole officer she wanted to marry Mr. Way. And Mr. Way has made plans with her. Orianne would have to be very realistic about it and just say no. Orianne is that kind of woman.
Well, something still may be... Oh, you mind if I hold your arm a little
too? Oh,
no, Rosalie? Yes?
Hey, darling. Hello, Dr.
Kennedy. Hello, Rosalie.
Where are you going? I thought you went to your Venus Willoughby's to get your mathematics.
We're all over at Chester Dean's house, so I'm going over there.
Oh, all right. So go, dear.
Where are you going, Mom?
We have a little... I'll be home early. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Are you going over to Mrs. Wade?
Bop me your neck.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, bye, dear. So where was I holding, Dr. Cater?
You thought there was something that still should be done to prevent...
Oh, yes, surely. Something should and can be done, Dr. Cater. Oh, is that Mr. Colbert? Jake?
Hello?
Jake, dear?
Jake? There you're strolling. How are you, Dr. Cater?
Oh, fine.
You're going home, Jake?
No, I have some business on hand. Where are you going?
I have a few knick-knacks to do.
Who is the knick-knack? Mrs. Ray?
You be home early, dear?
Perhaps. Goodbye.
Bye, dear.
Let me know where you are, Molly. I sometimes worry about you, dear.
Yes, darling, I will.
We're going over to Mrs. Way at the hotel.
That's what I thought. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye, dear.
Goodbye.
Goldberg is a little perturbed. Where did I hold Dr. Cater?
Something should be done.
Yes, something not should be, something must be done. So listen, Dr. Cater. If Mrs. Ray will give me the assurance that if the marriage of Orianne and Mr. Ray will not be, and she will consent to pay back all the people, pay back all the investments, then I can have a conversational point to go to Mr. Ray. See, until she says yes, then I have no speaking point. I have no conversational point. You see, Dr. Cater?
Oh, why should all this be necessary?
But you see...
I mean, it depends on Mrs. Way wanting her former husband back at the price of losing all her money. It means Mr. Way wanting to repay the people he swindled more than he wants to marry Orianne. After all, from Way's point of view, he paid for his crime. He was in jail for 3 years. And now you're telling him, or you will tell him, that he's to pay again.
Dr. Cater, there's Orianne and then Mr. Ray. We wouldn't say that we're going to Mrs. Ray. Please, don't say that.
Yeah. By the way, he's holding on to her. You can tell he'll never let go now.
Say your voice.
Hello, Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello, Orianne. Hello. You're on your way to the house, Orianne? Yes?
We thought it would be very nice to sit in front of a fire and bake apples and cinnamon.
Oh, David will love it.
I'm sure of it. I've got a pound of brown sugar with me. Perhaps you'd like to join us, Mrs. Goldberg.
No, thank you, Mr. Ray. Thank you very much. I have to go to the village, and Dr. Cater's walking along with me. let's go, Dr. Cater.
Yes. Let's not keep Orianne from the fire and the apples.
Good night. Hold Orianne, but he's home better. Mr. Goldberg will be home
shortly.
Oh, we'll make enough for everyone. Don't worry.
Good night.
Dr. Cater looked very displeased.
Perhaps he thinks apples are bad for people.
You mean they keep the doctor away?
No, but it could mean that. It's awfully cold, isn't it?
Under 20 and still falling. Do you ever go ice skating?
Oh, a million years ago.
I'd like to try again myself.
Well, then, we'll try.
Orianne, do you know what the parole officer said to me?
No, Edward.
He said you were the loveliest and most intelligent woman he had ever met. And then he said, no matter what I had done, I was evidently a new man, or a woman like you wouldn't be willing to marry me.
He's giving me too much credit.
He's giving the credit to me. But I didn't tell him what I can tell you. And that is that you wiped away the whole feeling of guilt I had. The day I left prison, Oriane, I had two feelings. A sense of guilt for what I'd done and a bitterness against the people who had sent me to prison. I included everyone in that bitterness.
And now?
And now I'm free of both of them. It was the kindness of Mrs. Goldberg that first made me feel I didn't have to hate the whole world because some people weren't any better than myself. And then you came along. And I knew I had paid for my crime in prison. The 3 years had wiped out what had happened. It was over. And with you, I could begin again like any normal, decent man in a normal, decent world.
A normal, decent world?
Yes. I mean, my problem isn't a private feud with the world now. You've changed that, Oriane. My problem is like everyone else's. You, me, the Goldbergs, everyone in town and everywhere, to make the whole world better. And I'm with them, doing what they do, suffering what they suffer, hoping what they hope. I'm with them because of you. I'm not isolated and set apart. And you did it. That's what you're doing for me, Oriane. That's what you mean to me and for me. But what does it mean to you, Oriane? Does it mean to you as it does to me?
Yes.
I need you more than I need my life. It's true, Oriane. Is it true for you, too?
Yes, Edward.
Oriane realizes, as she walks along with Way, that she's promised too much ever to withdraw, no matter what the price. Now, before you wash your next batch of dishes, let's size up the soap situation. Now, aren't you tired of the halfway job old-fashioned soaps do? They're either just halfway speedy or else they're just halfway gentle on your hands. Well, that's where New Does gives you a new idea in dishwashing. You know, this new kind of granulated soap does everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed and suds to extra gentleness for your hands. Now, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after you start doing dishes with Does. Remember, your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any other leading granulated laundry soap. No, ma'am. And yet, no other soap gets dishes clean faster or easier than Does. Why, Does cuts even roasting pan grease without any hard scarring. In fact, one look at the amazing suds Does gives you will tell you how different this soap is. Just ask for new Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Ignorant of the stage that Oriane and Way have reached, Molly proceeds with her plan and gets the results. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.